Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
FPL expert and top 100 player Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everybody.
And me, Craig Hazel, who introduces it. So that's my role. It's my ball.
Our friend.
That's why we're your friend.
Friend of the two main guys, yeah.
We are here just before the Premiership season kicks off with all your FPL, I'd say needs. We'll do our best, but we're going to be previewing lots for the game. We're going to be going through values, who's good value, answering all your questions, making our picks, putting our necks on the line, and maybe you get an insight into what we're going to be doing this season. But for those of you who are just joining us this year, we'll be here every single week running through all of the Premiership from an FPL point of view, hopefully giving you some advice, and obviously running one of the best and biggest leagues in the fantasy Premier League world. We can say that.
Yeah, of course we can.
In the actual world.
In the actual world.
I think it's better than the actual Premier League.
The actual world. We will, throughout this podcast, be mentioning the pin and where you can join several times. Just when you think we can't mention it again, we'll do it three or four more times after that.
Several more times, yeah.
I think that's safe to say. But, you know, that's what we're here for, so it's okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, last time we got together, the game wasn't even up, was it?
It wasn't up, no. It was we were sort of doing a lot of speculation, weren't we?
Yeah, ad hoc speculation time.
Ad hoc speculation and stuff. And then by the time we released it, the game had just come out.
And we just sounded like a bunch of dickheads.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but now the game is up. We're ready.
And now we'll sound like dickheads with no excuse.
Exactly, yeah.
I think everything we predicted last week was exactly right, so...
Pretty much.
Yeah, we didn't do bad. That won't carry on after the season starts.
Well, apart from Tom, who thought Ibrahimovic was going to be 4 million or something.
No, I just said he might be about 8.5. But he wasn't, so...
I think we got the price of Ibrahimovic right, didn't we?
We... Two of us did.
Did we?
Two of you did.
Well, that brings us on to one of the biggest talking points pre-season. Obviously, at this point, normally, if you're new to the podcast, we'll discuss all of the results in part one. In part two, we'll go through all your tweets and questions and emails. And in part three, we'll look ahead to the game ahead. But obviously, we haven't got games to review right now. So a lot of the talking points. And it is getting busy. The FPL hashtag's getting pretty busy right now. Mm. Ibrahimovic is a big one, isn't it, Tom?
Ibrahimovic, yeah. A lot of people are talking about how much he is because he's 11.5, lads. To put that into perspective, Aguero, most expensive player on the game, probably about third, fourth year running, 13 mil. So 1.5 behind Aguero. There was a lot of speculation about Ibrahimovic's price. To be fair, there's a lot of speculation about everyone's price because people kind of wanted to get a leg up, and because we were obviously waiting so long for the game to come out, a lot of people going, how much do you think it'll be? And people putting through sort of, you know, potential hypothetical teams and stuff. But now all the prices are up, yeah.
I don't think there's been a player of that age who's been that expensive.
It is a lot. Second most, yeah.
Since Shearer, back when you had to play it in the newspaper. Genuinely, I can't think of a time when is he 33 or 34, Ash? 34?
33, I think.
So there's I don't know, that cost, that's a lot of money for a guy in his early to mid-30s.
Old bastard.
Who's never played in the Premier League before.
Mm.
It does seem a lot,
but he's going to be highly picked anyway. Just from what we've seen, I mean, the game's been live a couple of weeks. Just from what we've seen, a lot of people have got him.
So people can get an idea of where we're at, are you, either of you, considering him?
I haven't. No, I've got the first draft of my team locked in. I keep tweaking it a little bit. I'm not quite happy with the midfield, but I think up front I'm relatively happy. I have gone with Aguero myself, and you can't really afford to have the both of them, I wouldn't have thought. But there's probably a couple of people out there.
Almost definitely there'll be people working out how to do that and getting some cheap defenders and midfielders in. But with a week, what about you, Ash?
Well, in my second draft of my team, I've got him in and Lukaku, but I don't like any of it. So and I've got Antonio. It's all out. He's out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, done.
He's out. You think so?
I think I might go with the Aguero KDB madness.
Yeah, that's what I've gone for. First couple of weeks, certainly.
Well, as we record now, Ibrahimovic is 33% picked with Aguero at 38% so far.
Okay.
So that's very high.
That sounds about right. That's high, yeah. And it's early days as well, isn't it?
If you were to put those two players into a Venn diagram to see who's in the middle bit.
Exactly.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
Where's my Venn diagram? Someone listening, make us a Venn diagram and email us or
tweet
it.
Please do. Oh, there's got to be people out there that have got their own little Venn diagrams and shit.
Yeah. It's like mass that looks like tits.
Boffins, isn't it? Yeah. Loads of them. But have you got Ibrahimovic, Craig?
Do you know, I've got a confession to make. I've given up fantasy football. No.
Cheers. See you later.
I registered, did an auto pick just to get in the league and thought I'd leave it. And I haven't looked at it Yeah, just because I know if I do
so
it now.
Hipster. So I'll, bloody hipster.
I'll change it.
Probably won't even look at it by sort of like game week 10 or 12. You know?
Is it because you're so confident of beating Tom this year, you're just going to auto-pick your team and that's it?
I'm not confident of anything this year. Everything I know about football has gone out the window after
it's
Tom beat
very
me.
Very much, yeah.
So I don't know.
The world has changed.
It's but I haven't done it because I'll change my mind a lot anyway and there's nothing hipster about it.
It's better. No, exactly. Yeah, it's better to sign up, get the signing up done out of the way, and then, you know, do auto-generate your team or whatever it's called. And is that what it's called? Auto-generate?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Yeah, and then get yourself in the league and then tinker with it when you can. I think the problem is you can over-tinker. Do you know, so what I do is just before I tinker, I screen grab.
You sound
grab
like
then tinker.
You sound like an Irish man calling someone an overthinker. That's my problem. Just an over-tinker.
You can over-tinker. Yeah, I tend to over-tinker. So what I do is, yeah, I screen grab just before I tinker. That would be my FPL tip for the season for anyone.
I agree. That's what I used to do, actually. Is do two, screenshot it, yeah.
See, and then
do you mean back?
Compare.
Do you mean back when you used to be in the one top 100 players in the world?
When I previous to last season, where I was actually playing, but now this season I'm well into it.
He's back.
I'm back.
You are back until he has like one bad week, which by mine and Craig's standards isn't a bad week. It's like a really good week, but Ash, it's shit, and he goes, "Oh, I've really let myself go," and then that's it. He's like, "Oh, I only came 30th in the league."
He has a hissy fit, beats the shit out of the dog.
Yeah,
goes mental. But no, a lot of people do seem to have Ibrahimovic. They haven't been put off, and I think it's that excitement of a new player to the game, and everyone's excited by what United could do this year. And
yeah, definitely.
I don't know. He's such a good player, obviously. It didn't help that 4 minutes into his debut in a friendly, he scores a weird scissor kick, and obviously the internet explodes. But I don't know.
He's going to. They're going to have to build a lot of their game around him, which is good for obviously points, isn't it? I mean, what are they going to do without him?
Yeah,
they're going to leave him out, are they? So
no, right. I mean, talking of United, sorry to interrupt, Craig, but obviously Pogba,
yes,
on his bloody way. Should we do what we did with Ibrahimovic and guess Pogba's price?
Can I just say I don't think he's going?
Do you not?
You don't think he's going? It's not as much of a done deal then, you don't think, as it seems?
I think it's just, well, I mean, that by the time podcasts come out, he's obviously going to be in Man United.
That doesn't always seem the way. He's captain. He's been made captain.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, noshing off for
Mourinho
in the centre circle. And we're going, he's not there. He won't be there. He won't set foot in the country.
I don't think he will. No? I think it's just that paper talk. But what's that? What's happened?
Sorry, do you know what? I got distracted there because Tom mentioned that he would be noshing off Mourinho in the centre circle, and I switched off, wondering if old Spafford was a good enough pun to mention.
Spafford, that's not bad.
I wasn't sure, so
it's
I left it.
It's quite old school.
Then Ash asked me a question.
Yeah.
Then Ash asked me a question. I was caught totally off guard, and I had to bring it up. So, I don't know if it'll happen. It's one of those. It's the same with, if you were to believe 2 weeks ago, Mahrez definitely wouldn't be at Leicester by now, yet he's turning out against Barcelona as we're recording. So I don't know either. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Oh, well, we won't bother guessing then.
Well, what do you think if he did come? How much do you think the actual transfer fee?
$3 million.
I think he would have to be alongside. You'd have to put him along the same kind of place as De Bruyne is.
Yeah. Maybe not as much as I think Sanchez is the most expensive midfield at 11.
De Bruyne's 10.5.
He's like 10.5, isn't he? Yeah. So
I don't think there'll be a player that's. I have to say, like, if he doesn't get a big injury, I don't see a way that De Bruyne isn't the top scoring midfielder on the game this year.
What, more than Sanchez?
Really?
Yeah.
That's a big statement.
Just because City, it became very clear when De Bruyne was out last year, even to the point Aguero was missed less. De Bruyne was missed so much by City, I thought. And I just think with the sort of diminishing role of Yaya Toure, there's even talk that Gualiello would want to play Toure further back because obviously he likes his defenders and defensive midfielders to pass and Toure's legs aren't, you know, what they used to be. I just think De Bruyne is going to be so, so important. I think he'll finish the top scoring midfielder. So if Pogba's going to be coming in at around 10, I think, if he comes in, isn't he?
Talking of Sanchez, I spend a lot of time on our Twitter and I look at a lot of FPL hashtags and people tweet us a lot. They tweet us their teams. And I haven't seen Sanchez picked a lot.
No.
I'm struggling to think of one time that I've seen Sanchez in someone's team.
Aren't people talking about Arsenal having their really slow starters? Like their opening three games are dreadful for the last
many years. Yeah, they're not great. Yeah.
And they've got loads of injuries, haven't they? I don't know how many of them are true, but people keep saying that Ozil's going to be out. All the defenders.
Cazorla's definitely out.
Yeah, Cazorla's out as well.
And obviously they've got Liverpool at home first game. And I don't know who their second game is, actually. Let's have a look. Quick look. Leicester away.
Yeah, it's Leicester.
And then Watford away.
So it's slightly easier game, yeah.
Yeah, it's two tough first games. But having a look there, if you compare it to, say, their other midfielders, Ozil's 22.6% picked. Ramsey is only 1.5% picked currently.
Is he?
And Sanchez only 2.7% picked for a guy who scored 160.
Wow, I thought I hadn't seen him a lot.
167 points. And you know why that is.
It's got a bit of price, man. It's got a bit of price because you can't have him and De Bruyne.
Well, not only that, but I think we'd see a correlation between people who have got both Aguero and Ibrahimovic because they've got to cut back somewhere. And that means getting a 6 million midfielder rather than an 11 million midfielder.
Yeah, or even just getting Ozil above Sanchez because it saves you an extra couple of mil.
And he outscored him by loads last season.
And he outscored him, yeah.
Yeah, it's 1.5 million you're saving. So, but do you know what? It's not a bad pick. He's going to play. If you fancy Arsenal to turn over Liverpool first game of the season, if you fancy Leicester to not be what they were, then, I don't know, 2.7, he's tempting now. He's become more tempting than Ibrahimovic.
Maybe, so, yeah.
So I don't know. It's a tough one.
He's certainly more proven, isn't he, in the Premier League? But
And then also, I mean, you raised the point, Tom, actually, on Twitter. Again, United. We've never talked about United this much in 3 years. But is that Martial, with Ibrahimovic there, Martial's now listed as a midfielder.
Yeah, which is, I think, strange. No one's really pointed it out, as far as I could see. He's listed. I think he's still quite expensive, 9.5. But you can essentially have four strikers. Because, I mean, will he play up front?
Well, that's it, Ash. Is minutes the worry with Martial?
I think it depends what formation they play, because I guess they're going to play Ibrahimovic up front and then three behind him. Mm. So they could play Martial, then, Mkhitaryan.
Will Rooney be one? Yeah, Mkhitaryan will be there.
Maybe, yeah.
For Rooney, and then that's... He might just play those four.
Or will Rooney play deeper? And then there's also Rashford. They've got a few options now, but... Yeah.
I can't see them playing any other formation, I don't think.
Potentially interesting, though, the fact that Martial playing in midfield.
Yeah.
Because it's not something that has ever changed, you know what I mean? If he started playing fucking centre-forward because Ibrahimovic got a terrible injury, you know, it's not anything that goes back, you know. He wouldn't then go back and be a striker again. So it's definitely something to keep your eye on.
Yeah, he didn't score that many points last season, but no. Not the worst. I mean, he's still got 50 points more than... Hazard.
He's suddenly like the hipster choice now, isn't he? Hazard. All these old Belgium. Players. What it is?
Yeah, it's because he's Belgium, exactly. Yeah,
but Hazard. Everyone's banging to Hazard now, and that he's like the guy to
makes it sound like it's a street drug. Everyone's banging to Hazard, man.
Banging to Hazard, man. Yeah. They can't get enough of him. Yeah, and what's his face? Baines as well. Everyone's on Baines, and those two did not have a good season last year. Hazard was fucking shit. You would not have had Hazard. For the price that he was, but now everyone's banging into it and they're like, yeah, I want to get a bit of Hazard.
I think the
where can I get a bit of Hazard, mate?
Well, mate, you know anyone.
Yeah, I think with the managerial changes at both clubs make a difference, don't they? Because no one likes anybody under Martinez, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
And then same with Chelsea, like Hazard basically wasn't playing, I presume because he hated Mourinho or whatever. So now maybe with Conte hitting him in the stick.
It weird. Yeah, it's made me certainly sort of look at it and think, you know. Does
all he had a good last two games, didn't he? And then it was a bit better at the Euros and that was it, really. But it's a...
Yeah. It must be Euros form, I guess, isn't it?
Didn't he score twice in the first pre-season friendly against Real Madrid?
Did he?
Yeah,
definitely. So, like, friendlies, though, how much can you pay attention to them? They're, I don't know. It's hard.
Well, I mean, you say that, but you're probably betting on them.
Of course I'm betting on them.
I've got money on them.
Money on now as we talk. At any given point, there's always, you know...
There's always a bit of Craig's money out there.
Somewhere. That's true. There's always some of my money that someone's holding.
Lying in some bookie's pocket.
No, mate.
You would only spend it on Hazard anyway, do you know what I mean?
You've got to
pack that shit up. You've got to pack that in, man, because...
I'd only go down and score myself some Hazards.
Call myself some H.
Maybe
a line, the real thing.
Maybe a line of bait. Yeah, no, you don't. Yeah, you can't surely do H.
No.
Yeah, we can't encourage that. And then another big talking point we've had on Twitter. We're trying to rattle through them before we go to part two, actually. But is the striker situation, and it leads on nicely. Last season, we all picked a player from the game that we were going to tip and say, listen, they're going to have a good year. We put it on our biogs on the website.
I can't even fucking remember.
There was no escaping it.
Who did we pick?
I picked Andre Ayew. Ash said that Payet would be the best new player in the game.
Oh, there you go.
So we both did well.
What who did I say?
Jermaine
Genius. It was Jermaine, wasn't it? I said Jermaine Genius. I can't believe it. Picked, he's a fucking... pundit.
I think you picked Wes Houlihan.
Did I?
I think so.
What kind of craziness is that? I was on so much hazard at the time.
I'm tempted not to do it because Ash and I did so well. Two players that have never been in the Premier League before, and we killed it.
Yeah, but Wes Houlihan did all right last season. He was all right. Yeah, he was in a lot of people's teams.
Yeah, Wes is nice. He's a lovely fella.
Don't slag Wes off. I picked him, you know.
Pyatt and I, but we picked one player. It could be an existing player. It could be a new player. And we put our neck on the line. I've gone with one I'm picking this year. My stamp. I feel like it should be a jingle. We don't have one. My stamp of a new player.
Well, I mean, the Gaffer Tape's way is to come up with an impromptu jingle.
Yeah.
Off you go, Craig.
Okay, so Craig's new player.
That's nice. That's not bad.
Thanks, mate.
Nice.
Well, I banged on. I have to mention honourable mentions because I keep saying the George Friend, I think, is great value for the Middlesbrough defence. They conceded the least amount of goals 2 years running. They play quite boring football. Apologies, Borough fans. And I think they'll be one of those teams who end up finishing maybe 11th or 12th in the Premiership. And George Friend at left back will play every single game. But biggest change for me is Deulofeu at Everton. Because from what I've read, he's been playing as in a number nine role pre-season.
Yeah.
I've just said you could ignore friendlies, but that's the kind of thing they are helpful for. He's listed as a midfielder. He's 6.5 million. He's been taking set pieces. He's been playing as a number nine, presumably because, or number 10, presumably because maybe they're looking at life without Lukaku, which is Tom's second novel.
Straight swap though, isn't it? Those two, they're just so
alike. They get mistaken for each other in Nando's weekly. They always do. But Deulofeu, so I'm picking him, hoping that he has a big season. He's clearly talented. Like, he has glimpses, doesn't he? But I'm hoping in his third Premiership season.
How much are he? 6.5?
6.5 in midfield and could be playing as a striker or as a kind of quasi type.
Très intéressant, as they say. That's interesting because 6.5 mil is the bloody number. My little pick, Tommy's pick, this is the one you should listen to.
That's so much better than mine.
Yeah, really good, really good. I put a lot of effort into that. My pick, Callum Wilson. Now, cast your minds back, ladies and gentlemen, to about almost a year ago. He was the talk of the bloody town, wasn't he? C-Dub. Karen Carpenter.
Karen Wilson.
Karen Wilson. That's his auntie, Karen. Lovely lady. Karen Wilson, yeah. He was the top scorer for how long before he got some terrible injury that knocked him out for how long? 9 months or whatever? He was the top scorer in the Premier League. Why are you both looking at me blank?
Just because you kept
saying... I got the wrong person. I'm thinking of Karen Carpenter. Is that what's happened?
No.
The skinny singer who died because she didn't eat enough. That one. That's Karen Carpenter, isn't it? It's Karen Carpenter. Is that what happened?
Yeah, she's up front for Bournemouth.
Sorry, yeah. No, Callum Wilson, yeah. Top goal scorer last season for the first sort of few weeks. Yeah. He was in everyone's team. He was really cheap. And I feel like a lot of people have forgotten about him.
They definitely
have. He's back. He's 6.5. I had a conversation on Twitter with a couple of people and they were like, shh, don't mention it. They were like, we've noticed as well that no one has remembered how good he was last season. So I kind of said that I wouldn't mention it, but just don't tell anyone. Just don't mention it.
Yeah, this podcast Callum is Wilson. Meant to be to get one up on your mate, so it's fine.
Exactly,
it's
right. Yeah. So, Callum Wilson for me, 6.5 mil. Just incredibly, because if you've got one of the expensive forwards, Aguero, Ibrahimovic, or even Kane, someone like that, 6.5 mil, Callum Wilson.
And he's only... 5%
pick. Fucking hell, people don't know.
Well, genuinely, at that point of the season, it was him and everyone was talking about him and Vardy and how oh, wow, these guys have hit the ground running. And there's no doubt if Wilson had carried that on, he would have got an England call, maybe even for just a friendly. Yeah, but exactly. He would have. Yeah, Bournemouth's worry is, though, they've lost that supply line. Matt Ritchie has gone to Newcastle.
Has Ritchie gone, has he?
Ritchie's at Newcastle.
I had Ritchie in my team for 90% of last season.
They're not Premierships. So we don't have to talk about them. We wish them to be relegated all season, so we can't say anything nice about them. But they've signed Matt Ritchie, Dwight Gale, Diarmi from Hull. They're coming straight back up, so it's fine. Yeah. But no, they've lost Ritchie, so that will be a loss for Bournemouth. But yeah, Wilson is a bit of a bargain, I think, at that price. Definitely. What about you, Ash? Who's your pick?
Ash. Well, I need some help with my intro. When I point to you, you know the Twitter thing where you're like, burp, burp, you've got to say, is that baritone where it's low?
Why not?
You've got to say, of the crop.
Okay.
You're picking your team. He's picking the cream.
Of the crop.
Yes.
Do you like that? That's very good. Really put a lot of effort into this season.
Yeah, you've changed. You've changed. You know what?
You've changed. Usually we'd point at you and make you do stuff and you just wouldn't do it. You just refuse to go, no.
Yeah.
And you
took your pants off for it and that really did make it. That's
really nice.
Yeah.
And the fact that you had an erection doesn't matter. It happens to the best of us.
I think it made it better.
Go for it.
So I've gone for Grey from Team.
From Burnley.
Oh, straight back to the regular.
Oh, he's changed.
The expert. Although the only thing is, I've never seen him play. I normally pick my players not so much on statistics, but actually watching the games and how they perform. But he's been smashing it pre-season, hasn't he? Fucking hell!
He's got
like 9-7 off. 7-5 or something like that.
I watched a lot of him last year in the Championship. He won Championship Player of the Year last year. He was in Championship Team of the Year. And he was impressive. Like, he was incredible. He scored all types of goals. And I was, for my job, I was having to watch a lot of, like, Championship, League One, League Two football. And you can see why
are you talking about your gambling addiction again? Is that what it is? We told you can't call it a job. The longer you call it a job, the less likely you are to ever sort of get out of that rut that you're in.
No, and then my other job in the pub. And then my job and the thing.
Doing the drinking and stuff.
Yeah. I helped clean up at Ladbrokes at the end of the night. No, I was working with the, you know, a foot show about the Football League.
Correct.
And he's an incredible player. I don't see him, like, there's more hype about him than the likes of, say, Callum Wilson coming up last year. I think he'll take to it very well. He's a very good player.
There was a rumour that he was going to Sunderland for 30 million.
That's mental. Yeah. You've made that up. Is that from Tom's transfer generator, like, back in the day?
Did I? Yeah.
Could be.
We just pick a number and pick a name.
The interesting thing about that, though, is Gray is, as well, 6.5.
Yes.
So that's Gray, Wilson, Milligan, Cleese, Everett. It was just say Delafeu.
Yeah.
And talking of the 6.5 mil strikers, there's a lot of them there. So there is a lot of options for that cheaper striker. You've got Wilson.
Reel them off. Give us the list.
Go. Wilson, as we said, we've got Andy Carroll, Berahino, Charlie Austin. Don't forget about that guy. Gomez.
He's
long.
He's gone.
You know, I've certainly got Long at the moment, lads. Yeah. No, I've actually got him in my team.
There's a lot of good players there, isn't it?
6.5, yeah, man. I think there's a lot. There's, you know, and you need him. Like, I've got, at the moment, I think I've got Wilson and Long at the moment because I've got Aguero, you know. So, I don't know if, you know, other people want to copy me. If you do, then that's fine. That's what I'm here for. But, yeah, I just think it's good.
I'm a big fan of Shane Long. It's whether he had always was on the periphery of my team and nearly getting picked, but it's that if Charlie Austin's fit, are they going to play both of them?
You know? Oh, yeah. He was smashing it right at the end of the season, wasn't he, when he came back?
Who else could play? Would it not just be Austin and Long?
But it might not be both.
It might not be both. Well, that's what I mean. Who would? Well, they might just play one up front.
Yeah.
Who's the other guy they've got who's always injured? Oh,
Jay Rodriguez.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because obviously Pella's gone. So Jay Rodriguez is there, but they've also signed Nathan Redmond, which he's obviously going to take one of those front three spots.
Rodriguez is a midfielder, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, but he'll play. He'll play wide. But there are a lot of, at that 6.5, there are a lot of good options. Even Rondon at West Brom as well, if you didn't want Berahino. In fact, last year, Rondon was the top scoring 6.5 million and below player that's on the game currently. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if you filter the strikers by 6.5 million and lower, Rondon is the highest scoring. Obviously, new players aren't factored into that, but he kind of was quite unassuming about how he went to business last year, Rondon. And obviously, Berahino had a lot of trouble, so you need to see he's going to be moving in the next few days, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
So it's where he's going.
Interesting point.
Remember?
So there you go.
Last week, I was saying that I think teams pick their players using Football Manager.
Yes.
And I was saying that West Ham had signed two people that were Wonder Kids on like FM 11 or something.
Wonderkins.
Ah, yes.
They've signed another one from the same game. That we've got Santon. You know David Santon who used to play for Newcastle?
Yeah.
Because Cresswell's broke his leg. We've got Santon in. Mm. And he is, from the same game, another Wonder Kid. I reckon there's at least a 55.5% chance that, what's his name? You know, Sullivan's son. He's always on Twitter. Jack Sullivan?
Ronnie O'Sullivan?
Yeah, he's quite, Sullivan's son is quite high up in the club. And he does like, Keith Sullivan, yeah. And he tweets with them and stuff. I reckon he's taken over by the players and he's just using Football Manager.
Maybe.
If they sign Cherno Samba.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Freddie Adu. Then you know that they've got it wrong. They've got
the fact that you're 55.5% sure.
55.
We'll keep an eye on that.
It's got to be, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, let's, if that is the case, the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast, we'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll get there. And just before we go to the break, one quick bit of chat before we get more chat later on.
Chat.
sandwiched by chat is 5.5 million midfielders. Eric Dier has been chatted about a lot. I nearly got in a row, mate. I was ready to go.
There's been a lot going on. A lot of people think it's the best bargain out there. And a lot of people, like you, Craig, not so convinced.
I think it's dog shit, mate. That's what I think is. See, the problem is, word of warning for anyone. Everyone's looking at their midfielders. They're thinking, who can I get for 5.5 million who will mainly sit on the bench? And the problem is, at that price, you get a lot of people who are good footballers but don't score points. You know, you're like your Michael Carricks of this world and your Nemanja Matic, who are very good footballers but won't get you points. And they order it by price. They'll see Dier getting 130 points last year at 5.5 million. With the next one, Danny Drinkwater, 129, Albrighton, 117. And they'll look at it and think, bargain, he's in.
Yeah.
But last year he was classed as a defender. So
that's right.
130 points for a 5.5 million midfield is excellent. But a lot of his clean sheets made up for a lot of his points.
So obviously,
he got 12 clean sheets last year, for which he got 4 points per clean sheet. Is that right? 4 points per clean sheet.
Yeah, 4 points. So they're now
they're only worth 2 points to him. So 12 times four is 48. So half that is 24 points. So you're instantly knocking 24 points off that total. Plus he gets, if you score a goal as a defender, your
you
bonus
get extra points. Yeah.
So he's not going to get he's not going to get bonus points just for keeping a clean sheet or whatever. So all in all, you're probably knocking a good 40 points off him. So he then goes down to around the same level as Fernandinho or Sermon. So I personally just wouldn't rush to have him. He's still a goal threat because he's going to go up at corners because he's naturally a centre-half. But I just think there's better out there, personally, for 5.5.
That's interesting because I must admit, when I first saw it, he was straight in the team, yeah.
It's true, actually. If you think Drinkwater, who people were saying is probably the best, like one of the top, you know, five players of last season.
Yeah.
He only scored 130 points or 129, so he could play pretty much every game.
Yeah.
Did as well as you could do as a defensive midfielder. Won the league.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what was Dier got to do playing holding midfield to get the same points again this year?
Yeah, he's not going to get the same points unless he happens to get a lucky run of goals. Obviously, sort of six or seven goals, but I can't see it personally.
Bloody good player, though. He was
very good player.
For me, the best England player in our tournament.
But I think the people get swayed by seeing he's a top four teams player. He's an England starter, an international. He's
5.5 is fucking
and he's cheap. But I think you're misled. No.
Yeah.
I think you're misled.
Interesting because. Kante, who's now at Chelsea,
is
only five.
There's no points.
Playing anybody holding midfield.
He's fucking bad. He was straight in my team as well.
No, there's a better one. King for West Brom is only five as well.
For Bournemouth, you mean,
Bournemouth.
Is that a better shout, is it?
Yeah, because he doesn't play holding midfield, does he?
No, he actually played up front for a little bit last year whilst they were lacking people. Because everyone else in and around there is kind of... holding midfield, with the exception of Albrighton, but that's because he came off the bench a lot, so it's the last thing you want really is anyone off the bench. But it's a tough one to fill, but I think I'd rather take a punt on someone who might play further forward and maybe less, because they're likely to sit on your bench anyway.
I was going to say, Dier's only really going to be a bench player.
But I think that's it. People look and go, he's all right for the bench, but it's like, well, is he? Wouldn't you rather someone who's going to, you know, for an extra 0.5 million, I think you get Nathan Redmond, who's a winger. So, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It seems... So I don't see that. But anyway, we've still got loads and loads to talk about. We're going to be covering some pretty big topics in part two, including Tom's secret team, a review for last year and things for next year. We're going to be talking a chip debate in terms of triple captains, double game week on that sort of thing. And also, obviously, we're going to go through all your questions on Twitter. Yeah. Email. Yeah. Wait for it. Reddit. New format.
Change
the Gaffer Tapes in the 21st century. Deal with it.
Big time.
So we're going to be doing all that. But yeah, we've got all that coming up in part two of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. In the first part, we went through talking points you may or may not have asked for, but this half we are going to go through some stuff you did specifically ask for that you've tweeted us or emailed us or sent in some form or another. But obviously, one of the main reasons we're here is to go join our league. That's what we're going to be talking about. That's who we're going to be giving shout-outs to, manager of the month and final positions. There's a lot of pride at stake. It's a big league. And Tom, finally, we didn't do it for the first half, just to keep you on edge.
Yeah. Not that we forgot or anything.
No, it's just a build. No, it's a build.
It's the most important thing of the podcast.
It's a build.
To be honest. The league pin, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
About to drop that shit on you. It is 49452085.
I feel like they've been good to us with a pin this year. I feel like they looked at our league and went, yeah, you can get a shorter pin.
Yeah, I had to check it about. Are you sure it's right?
It is.
It's about 100 digits less than it was last year.
I know.
Yeah, it was quite long, wasn't it?
I think that's like, oh, these guys are legit. Let's give them a shorter pin.
Do you think there's a chance that when they heard people were writing them on their dicks, they thought, well, those tapes from the gaffer tapes, they're going to need a really
true.
Short pin.
Otherwise, only Dion Dublin can join.
But there's also... there's also thegaffertapes.com/pin.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
If you go to the gaffer tapes...
A little bit of wizardry that Ash had put together.
.com/pin. It'll just auto-enroll you.
You're just there. You're bang, you're there.
Yeah.
Takes you to a nice little landing page. We get to look at Dimitri Payet.
Yeah.
And then it takes you straight
to
the Fancy
Premier
League page.
So 4945-2085 or thegaffertapes.com/pin.
You didn't need the picture of Payet to realise that you didn't do any programming on a website.
Really? Because I thought they might think, well, Tom's done really well there. It's surprising to put Payet on, actually. Yeah, okay, yeah, nothing to do with me. So it's there. It's
so please do join the league. And don't just join the league yourself, obviously, tell all your mates. I'm sure you've got a mini league as well. But it is really fun where you're in a league where having a good week can actually move you up 200 places rather than just catching up your mate in a four-man league. It's quite fun.
Exactly.
So please do join.
And, you know, like we said before, it is a very competitive league. A lot of people said, you know, every week or something, you know, they'll go up in all their leagues that they're in, but they'd go down or they'd stay the same in the gaffer tapes league. So yeah, it is a tough old league. We don't fuck around, boy, do you know what I mean?
If you get a green arrow in our league, then that's pretty legit. Also another reason to join the league is this year, now that we're like, you know, fully professional fantasy football podcasts and all that, we've got like prizes and affiliates and shit.
Big time, haven't we? Yeah.
So we got loads of them.
Exciting.
We announced last time that we had some prizes that will be given out to some of our top 10 from Ron DeJeremy Rum, the adult rum.
We did a very expensive advert.
We blew the budget on the advert. So you can go back and listen to that from last episode.
We've been kicked out of the studio now. We couldn't afford the rent.
That's it. But so Ron DeJeremy Rum, they're going to be giving us some cool stuff, some rum, some wearable stuff as well, some nice little goodies. And also, to keep up the theme, we're going to be having some prizes from Badger Ales.
Badger Ale. I bloody love a Badger Ale.
He does.
That's the advert there. We'll just have that.
Yeah.
I think they'll probably just use that on their actual media campaign.
Yeah.
Badger
Ale.
He does genuinely love a Badger Ale, Tom. He got very excited when I told him that they had been in touch.
Really excited, yeah.
Oh, really? And
there's a lovely picture of loads of them as well. Ooh, lovely. It's getting better, isn't it?
Yeah.
We are going to be giving away prizes to them. They're not going to be... We've actually decided what we're giving away them for as well, haven't we?
Have we? Yes, we have.
So, yeah. So, it's going to be a mix. We've got a few sets of them. We've got a few gift packs of four Badger Ales, guest ales. And what we're going to be giving away, one of them, announcing it now, is that when you get this, when you listen to this, don't pause it. Finish the podcast. Do it later. It's fine. Leave a review on iTunes. And if you leave us a review on iTunes, we're going to pick... our favourite review. Now, yes, is it sycophantic?
It's got to be the funniest.
It's got to be. I think the funniest.
Yeah.
Although, no, because you want people to think, no, this is a bloody good podcast.
No, because so, it can be funny. You are allowed to leave us a bad review if you think it's shit.
Genuine flattery and...
Yeah.
That will work. That will work.
It will work, yeah.
Or whoever can guess how big Tom's cock is.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to ask my mother to join. I'll be taking those back to Devon.
I think that would be the best on the iTunes review, just hundreds of guesses.
Just 6 inches.
No one needs to see those reviews. That's a very strange review for someone who's actually genuinely just looking for an FPL podcast.
Strange. Yeah,
but leave us a review.
Just say something funny.
We'll pick one and you will get a set of four Badger Ales. What's your favourite Badger Ale, Tom?
I like a thirsty ferret, Craig. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm a fan of the Tanglefoot.
Ooh,
I do like a Tanglefoot.
I've been drinking too much Ron DeJeremy to know what you asked.
Good answer. Answer with another affiliate. Very good. But no, we're giving away. And then also, we've been saying it on Twitter, but when the league hits 500, we're going to start picking some of our favourite names of teams and announcing on the podcast who we're going to be giving away prizes to from your team names. So make them funny. I have seen some good team names. So that's worth it.
Yeah, there's been some really good ones, actually.
And then throughout the season, we're going to have some other prizes as well. For instance, we're going to be Football Manager have been in touch. They're going to be giving us a prize to give away. There's a company called Season Annual.
Yeah. What could the... Is it GoldenEye on the N64? Is that what it is? GoldenEye on the 64. They're giving that away, the lads.
And we've also got a very cool prize from these guys, Season Annual. We'll post a link on Twitter and stuff and give you the address where you can go. It's like a really cool adult version of a football annual, like you're a kid of season reviews, really artworky, really cool. And we're going to be giving away that very soon. But that's proper legit prizes, isn't it?
Really good prize. I did just want to say as well, saying about giving away when we hit 500 in the league, we're currently at about 468 or something. So we're very nearly at 500.
So make your names good.
Make your names good. Yeah, join up. So by the time the sort of pod's out, we should hit 500. And we're hoping for more teams than last year, which we're on our way, aren't we? It's only been up for a couple of weeks. And So join the bloody league.
Yeah.
Pin out.
So in short, join the league. You could win Badger Ales, Rhonda Jeremy Rum, a cool book, a computer game, a Gaffer Tapes t-shirt, and a novel by Tom.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
We'll give away a bit of that. So
a bit of that shit.
Or like signed photos of us. No one wants that. No one wants that. We'll give you rum and shit anyway. But
well, I mean, if you do want a signed photo, you can always get in touch.
Yeah.
Tom@thegaffertapes.com. We can sort that shit out.
What I will say in a seamless link is you've got double the chance of winning if you have a secret team, Tom.
Oh, absolutely. I did want to mention this. There's been a lot of talk, ladies and gentlemen. It all started about the whole... triple captain double game week thing. I had a row with some bloke on Twitter about it, and in his Twitter bio, I don't know who he is, he might be a listener, I'm not sure, and if he is, you know you made a few valid points, but in his Twitter bio he had double game week guru. So and I'd had a couple of badger ales probably, and we started arguing about it. He was saying the only way to, because I think I put it out there, Aguero double captain, triple captain. We started again already. Triple captain, game week one.
Anyone tempted?
And he went, no, it's stupid. Why would you ever use a triple captainship on a single game week? And I said, well, it worked last year. The most points you could have got was Aguero, triple captain in him, in a single game week. And he went, yeah, but how often is that going to happen? I went, well, so far it's 100% record because it's been going on 1 year and it actually worked.
You're such a dick.
And I just kept saying that. And he kept going, yeah, but I mean... it's not likely to work. I went, no, it's not likely to work. You know, it worked last time. So I was getting more wound up. He was getting more wound up. And then people joined in on both sides of the argument. And then I thought, do you know what? I do have a secret second team, as people know. If you don't know, I have a second team in the league. And last year people tried to work out who it was in the league. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to triple captain Aguero, maybe Vardy, I'm not sure, in game week one. Because as one of our Twitter followers pointed out, I can't remember who it was now, they said, triple captain him. And then if it doesn't work, you can always wildcard. Or bench boost in the first week, or, you know, all out attack in the first week. And if it doesn't work, wildcard. And I thought, well, that's a perfect thing to do for a secret second team. So I am an advocate for the secret second team. I really think it's a great idea. And I think everyone out there should, if you've got two email addresses, you can have two teams. I think go for it. Do in your secret second team what you haven't got the balls to do in your normal
team. All the things you've ever dreamt of.
Exactly. It's feeling quite heartfelt. It is something close to my heart. I think, you know, do all the things you didn't want to do because it often pays off.
Don't leave your wife if your secret second
team. Don't do that. There's no need. But I do think, you know, if you've got two email addresses, a lot of us have. If not, make a second email address. Create a different team, completely different to the other one. And go with your gut a lot more than trying to work it all out, you know?
Well, I will say, I was looking through the league members today.
Ash literally is looking at me like I'm an absolute nutcase the whole time. Just
yeah,
like,
but he's not a fan of the secret second team.
He's not. Where do you stand on the secret second team, Craig?
I don't know. I'm undecided. The purist in me is like, well, that's just cheating, isn't it? It's just taking the... if you've got the balls, take the risk on your actual team. But the other part is like, well, that's a bit of fun, isn't it?
It's a bit of fun. That's the whole point, you know.
Because it depends whether you're good at fantasy football or not.
Yeah.
Well, like, I'm not. I mean, I proved that last year.
Don't worry. My secret second team did totally shit last year. Because I did. I think I triple captained Kane on a random game in the middle of the season, you know, and he got 1 point or something. You know?
But I think the thing is, like, it's cool if you're doing it to be experimental.
Yeah.
And you're sort of going more with your gut. But what people will do is sign up 50 accounts.
No, we don't want that.
And then just do every permutation.
Yeah. But I think if they're going to do that, then me mentioning it hasn't triggered that off. They're obviously some kind of nutcase and that would do that anyway.
Yeah,
but that's true. You know, I do think.
Oh, imagine that. Imagine our league was actually, we didn't realise it was just us three and this bloke pretended to be 500 and something others.
Yeah.
Could be.
And we had about 700 teams last year. So yeah, could have been. But yeah, no, it's just something that I think
like this. There's someone who clearly listened last year, never got in touch and never tweeted us or emailed us, but I went into the league today to have a quick look if there's any funny names, and I was looking at them, and for instance, I saw Unreal Banana Peel. Thought I quite like that. It's quite funny.
That's good.
And then I saw someone called Emily Drennan, and her team's just called My Secret Team.
Lovely. I like that. Someone last year called their team Tom's Secret Team.
Yeah.
Because I was asking everyone to guess who my secret team is, and it turned out they were called the Hot Nipple Piggies.
That's right.
But then...
Well, genuinely, my secret team is one of my... It's almost Badger Ale. Almost Badger Ale worthy, but I did like that. That's very good.
There was someone, called... I think his name was Ian Mole, which I thought was a good name anyway. But his team's called Mole EFC, which I quite like.
You like the really simple ones, don't you?
Yeah, it doesn't have
to be. In the first season, Ash's wife had a team just called Adventure Team, and you loved it.
Really good. Yeah, a couple of years ago, that was really good.
Do you know what am I...
So I think, and maybe we can make it a thing, like hashtag balls is a thing every week. We say tweet us your balls, tweet us your teams. You know, hashtag secret sausage or something could be a little thing. What's your secret team? Tweet us your secret team. Or we have to guess what your secret team. There's something there.
I think there is a good chance people are going to read the iTunes reviews. It's going to be just a measurement of things. They're going to look on our Twitter, hashtag balls, hashtag secret sausage.
Sausage. Yeah. I like it. I like hashtag secret
sausage. There'll be some guy trying to get into football in America. They talk a lot about balls. Yeah, no, really.
And sausage. Is sausage the same over the pond?
They talk a lot about balls, Chad. That's what it will be over there.
A lot of balls, a lot of sausage.
But they won't want to listen. That's a defensive accent covered. Tick. So that's a gaffer tape staple. So that's good. But yeah, and we should say, actually, this is the first call out for balls. So sending us your team. When people tweet us their teams, they always do a hashtag balls because you've got the balls to show your team before the deadline. Yeah. And there's nothing scarier than preseason balls. So
I know. We've actually had a few preseason balls that we haven't even asked for. They've just been thrust upon us.
Typical men. Don't even ask.
Face. Yeah, bastards.
Putting balls in our Twitter feed.
It's good. Yeah, tweet your balls. And tweet us your hashtag secret sausages.
Yeah.
I'm going to make that a thing.
And talking of tweets, again, seamless. We're on it today. It is a time to have a look at what you've been tweeting us and all the questions you've been asking as we try to answer them the best we can. We might have covered some of it already because we've spoken a lot. But when you tweet us, it means it's a section that we like to call...
Tweets for my tweet.
Don't ask me.
Yeah, that's the closest he's got to actually getting it.
Every time.
It's only taken 3 years.
Read some tweets out, lads. I feel like I've talked a lot today, especially about secret teams and stuff.
I think we should read the top one out in a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, so first one.
Here's what we got.
Adam Pippinstall.
Oh, yeah. Happy.
Big fan of the show. He's been one of the listeners from right at the start.
Yeah. Because I remember going, here comes the hot hepper. No one else laughed. I laughed a lot. And then ever since I've remembered his name.
And I've just read his question. It's nothing to do with FPL. Who's normally manning the Gaffer Tech's Twitter account? Copper. Then I know his voice.
Right, well, I mean, we know who mans it, and we know who shouldn't read out the tweets.
Yeah.
I opened out the comma again, and it made me laugh. I don't know why I did. He wants to know who... who tweets from the Gaffer Tapes account.
So he knows
whose voice to read them in.
It's like, I think I actually tweeted him back and said that it was 75% Tom, 24.9% me, and 0.1% supernatural interference. So I think that's probably it. Ash isn't on Twitter much.
No.
But
he's busy sort of like backstage wizardry, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sort of making.
I did do that one. Do you remember that one Sunday morning? I started giving out advice.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah. And then
was that the day we lost 800 Twitter followers?
And we got sued.
Yeah,
exactly.
All in one go.
Yes. It's usually me. If it's between if it's working hours, then it's me. And if it's afterwards, it's usually Craig.
Depends whether the answers are wrestling or big cat related.
Yeah.
Yeah, generally. Yeah.
If it's boring statistical stuff, it could be me.
There's a chance it could be. It could be. Twiddly tweets. Oh, let's read this one because this guy is a new Twitterer. Yeah. Cecil at Sammy Ye Old Slag.
Brilliant.
Which I love that.
Brilliant That's Twitter great, handle.
I actually replied and said, I love your Twitter handle. That's brilliant. He said, who do you think will start in goal for Everton?
Oh, Sammy, you old slag. It's hard not to say that. That is a good question. And I like the fact that if we waited for Tom to discuss who Everton's two goalkeepers are, we would have a lot of dead air.
Wouldn't
People
have thought
be throwing
so.
Their
It'll
phones
be,
at the wall.
Robles and Steckenberg.
Steckenberg.
Is that it?
Stefan, that's it. 100%.
Is that it?
You've nailed it.
Is that
yeah.
how I've done it?
Yeah. Robles and Steckenberg.
Yeah, they're a detective duo. They're a cartoon. It's a bit of cheese and a wolf that go around trying to solve crimes underwater.
They're on Badil and Skinner.
Robles and Steckenberg.
Oh, a bit of cheese and a wolf. Fucking hell, that killed me.
It's Robles and Steckenberg are the Everton goalkeepers. But,
oh, okay.
I think probably it'll be Robles that starts in goal. What do you
think,
Ash?
Be the wolf. I think it'll be the little wolf fella.
The wolf fella. I don't know which one's which is. I think Robles. Do you think that, Ash?
Yes.
He's the one who kind of... He usurped Tim Howard and forced him into leaving. Steckenberg was on loan at Southampton for a bit last year when Fraser Forster was out injured. It's a good keeper, though, Steckenberg. But I don't know if he's been signed as a number one yet. But this is a good point. This is when it's our Twitter account's handy because we've got so many people who... We don't claim to be big fans of all the clubs, but we've got a lot of Everton fan listeners, I'm sure. And in pre-season, they will know. So ask us on Twitter. We'll retweet it. But my hunch is Robles. Everton fans, feel free to correct us that maybe Steckenberg's getting the nod in number one. But squad numbers-wise, I had a look, and Robles has got the number one shirt.
Brilliant, well done. My answer would have been Tim Howard. It would have been Tim Howard if you'd have asked me. So
it genuinely would have been Tim Howard.
It would have been, definitely. Lads, do you want to read that one, Ash?
Three at the back, at false underscore nine.
Other way around, nine underscore false, but don't worry about it.
Kane's a better option than a bra. Siggy or Swig?
That's not even words.
Oh, my word.
Says. This is terrible.
Is Kane a better option than Ibrahimovic? Are you or Sigurdsson?
Yeah. Separate questions, obs.
Yeah.
Obs.
Yeah. See or sick? Do you get seasick? yeah. What do you think? Is Kane... I don't know. Is Kane a better option than Ibrahimovic?
So Kane's cheaper.
It's Yeah,
slightly.
Point 0.5? It's tough to tell, isn't it? Really tough. I think you're going to have to... I don't know. What do you think,
I think, for, well, the second part we can answer, because I think if IU goes to West Ham, which I think is looking on the cards, then both of them.
What?
Yes.
IU and Sigurdsson.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Yeah, it's quite good. They're not
That's a good
together.
Point. Well, I think we can give a definitive answer, because if IU goes to West Ham, then why not both of them? If IU doesn't go to West Ham, at the moment, Swansea don't have a recognised striker. So Ayew's going to play further forward. There's talk that they're going to sign a Joa, but if not, then, you know, have Ayew. But yeah, you're right. Why not have both of them?
Yeah.
Kane and Ibrahimovic is a tough one. I think Kane is still, obviously, still going to bang in 20 goals a season. He just had a shit Euros, but then he was playing for England. Do you know what I mean?
I wonder what his percentage is, because... Ibrahimovic is quite high.
Well,
I've just
checked actually. He's 17.5 Harry Kane, which is so low for a guy who's been a top scorer 2 years running.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is, isn't it? Very strange.
Like, apart from a bad summer where he took terrible corners, what possible reason is there that Harry Kane shouldn't be the most picked striker again?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I think either people forget, like the whole Callum Wilson
price
thing.
Price has gone up though, isn't it?
It's gone up a bit. Yeah, it has gone up a bit. And then people are now looking at the more exciting option of Ibrahimovic and thinking, I can't have Kane as well. And all they're remembering is that, I mean, he was pretty shit.
Wasn't he 8 million last
in,
year?
In England. Yeah, he might have started maybe 8.5 or
no,
something.
No, was he?
To 9.
Maybe
nine,
the season
maybe
before. When did they? Was it only just last season he came for? Was it the season before?
No, so he was top scorer 2 years running. He was top goal scorer season four.
But
we're looking at a guy who he was finished 211 points, the same as Vardy. So although we're saying but he's 2 million less than Aguero, but scored more than him last year. It just seems a bit mad that he's done nothing to make you think that he won't do as well again. Spurs are a better side under Pochettino. He's scored the top scorer again, 25 goals. I think at 17.5% picked, then, you know, I don't know, why not chuck him in?
Yeah, that kind of almost answers another question we got from FPL Padfall. Aguero, Ibrahimovic, or both. And by focusing on that question, are we forgetting the likes of Kane, Vardy, and Sturridge? Sturridge, I don't know about Sturridge.
I don't see the benefit in Daniel Sturridge just yet, to be honest with you.
No. I think statistically he's quite good, like goals per minute and that kind
of
thing.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
It's just injury, and I think he's still quite expensive.
Yeah, I think until he gets his injury sorted out, and you don't know if they're going to... I think they might rotate him and the other guy they got.
So Origi.
Origi.
Yeah, and also...
There's another player who we were talking about since the first... Every time we mentioned him, I think... We started talking about in the first episode we did this like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And he's still never done that much, has he?
Who?
Origi.
Oh, right, yeah. He had a good end of the season. Yeah. So he might be there. And also they play Firmino in a kind of false nine role quite often. So, and some of their best results last year came when they had no striker available. But I think Padfield's point proves the point that maybe you are overlooking Kane by getting excited by Ibrahimovic.
Yeah. I think that could be unwise.
I think we've done too many serious questions.
Yeah.
Can we just do one more serious one from King Chip, just very briefly? King Chip 101 tweeted us, Arnautovic or Barkley or any other 7.5 midfielder, right? Fabregas is 7.5 mil.
Is he?
Yeah, and I fancied that. I think these...
It's because he had such a bad year again, isn't it? It's points-wise.
Yeah, but you see, it wasn't that bad. His points weren't that bad. Still in the hundreds. 7.5 mil... And especially if Chelsea are going to turn it around this season, I think that could be a great shout.
It does seem good. Depends where they're playing him, because he was sort of playing alongside Matic, wasn't he? Mm. So he was playing that sort of like, I don't know, like Alonso role where you're playing holding midfield, but you're not really.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they play him, who says they're going to play that at all? Like if they play him direct midfield, like imagine if he plays attacking midfield or just central midfield, he'd get a lot more points.
Yeah.
It'd be worth it then.
Yeah.
Like if, but imagine, he could easily play the Ozil role, couldn't he?
Yeah, good.
They're basically
doing it a lot,
very similar.
For me, with the two he brings up, Arnautovic tempts me because I had Barkley a lot last year. I found it very frustrating because he was brilliant. He was kind of mercurial, as they say. Some great weeks, then nothing. But Stoke are a good side. Like, and they've signed Joe Allen now, which is only going to free up players like Arnautovic to bomb on. Like, Allen's there. Allen was brilliant in the Euros. And he just allows players like Bale and Ramsey to go and do their thing. And Arnautovic is one of those players. He's actually probably in the reckoning to be in my starting lineup, Arnautovic.
Really?
Yeah. They've got Middlesbrough away first game of the season, which is quite tough. But he's probably going to be in my squad.
Interesting. Which tweet do you want to read out, Ash, that was not football related?
From our friends at Fantasy Yamaha. Didn't they sign a big sponsorship deal?
Huge,
or
yeah. Huge. The second is making waves. If it wasn't for Ronda, Jeremy, Rum and Badger Rails, I think everyone would be talking about it more.
Yeah. He did tweet us. We called for questions and he says, what's your favourite flavour pot noodle?
We think it might be something to do with their recent endorsement by pot noodle.
Might be, but he might just want to know. Does anyone have an actual...
Maybe he's going to send us some pot noodles.
Yeah, we've just mentioned pot noodle and Fantasy Yamaha. Send us some fucking pot noodles.
Mate. I like the green one.
The green
chicken
one.
And mushroom, I think.
Chicken and mushroom, mate.
Then is that too... I've always had that one. And then,
bit boring.
But is you that... Yeah, exactly. One.
Yeah, it is the most standard of the pot noodles.
Yeah, do you like the Bombay Bad Boy, Tom?
I've tried a Bombay Bad Boy, Craig. Of course I have. Look at me. But I probably like a curry one. I like the curry one. I used to like that. Chicken curry, was it, or something?
Yeah.
Orange pot.
Yeah. Just a bunch of lads talking about pot noodles.
Isn't it? Couldn't be more fucking lads.
Yeah, in Eton.
Sometimes I get one and just pour beer on it instead of hot water and smash it on my head.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll watch an episode of Robles and Steckenberg.
The cheese and a wolf solving some crimes.
Like Robles!
Any other ones that we want to do? FPL forecast? Tweeted us, what's your favourite big cat and why don't big dogs exist?
Oh, that's
I think this has got slightly out of hand, the whole big cat thing. There was actually an article my dad showed me the other day that someone's actually admitted, a local zoo admitted to letting a load of big cats go into the Devon countryside in the 1980s. Breeding pairs, two different breeding pairs. Do the maths, they're probably still there. And big dogs do exist. Wolves, next. Just not in this country. they just knock around with cheese now. It's all crimes. Let's do that. We do have another format, don't we?
Next part. It's a three-part, a triple header.
Oh, it
triple
is. Yeah, we've got loads of different types of questions. What one is it now?
It's the... You can send in some... Last year, people were sending in audio clips, but mostly they were to abuse my quizzes.
Yeah, they were.
Somebody has sent one in with an actual question. Mm-hmm. There's a novel spin on it. So if you want to be a winner, you can do that. Just tweet us just email us your clip to info@thegaffertapes.com.
Like this guy.
Hey, Tom, Ash, Craig, hope you guys, excuse me, are doing good. Start the season, very excited. Bit annoyed that the fantasy football app is not up yet. I'm getting ready to tinker around with my players. I wanted to ask you guys a question just to kind of clarify for me. I'm a little confused as to how you start to gain value for your club, because I thought it was as simple as, you know, last season I bought Mahrez and Vardy for very cheap prices and they both went up by significant degrees each. I don't think that was reflected in the value of my team. I think I ended up having a team that was worth something like 103 million, but you know, Vardy went up by, did he go up by a million? Did Mahrez go up by a million? I feel like the other players that I had, Scott Dan and, what's his fucking name, Alderweireld, went up by a significant degree as well. So how does that work in terms of value? Is it like stocks and shares? You buy low and sell high? Because I'm not sure if that was reflected in my balance for my team. Anyway, hope you guys are good. Looking forward to the season. Bye.
Top tips for voice clips.
Yeah, so if you want to send us in your voice clips like that guy.
Whoever that was.
Who's that guy?
Who the fuck was that guy?
I don't know if we've ever mentioned that bloke.
Yeah.
So if you...
if you want to be just like him and get off with Megan Fox.
Is that an actual factual thing?
Yeah. Have you not seen the Eminem video? I'll show you afterwards.
Oh,
it's very good. I masturbate over that all the fucking time.
Was that erotic?
Just, yeah, big time.
He masturbates and then Megan comes on screen. He has to stop.
And then I have to go, oh, get off the bloody screen.
For the one new listener, that was Dominic Monaghan.
We almost got through a podcast without mentioning him or Tom Davis.
First time.
But he messaged us, so really. Plus the thing is, like, so he was in Lost and Lord of the Rings, and now he keeps sending us voice clips because he knows I've got a Lord of the Rings tattoo and he's got a bit of a thing for me.
Yeah, that's so, right.
And that's the least sexually aggressive message he sent us. So the others, yeah, we cannot air.
Exactly. Yeah. He likes a pot noodle.
Yeah.
Are they vegetarian, vegan? Is he?
Oh, that's good. Question.
I mean, I'm biting my tongue so much on the pot noodle topic. We won't go into it. But to answer his question, Ash, that's definitely one for you.
Oh, yeah. So the way you build value in your team, if you have the player, so say like Mahrez, he was so good all of last season. It doesn't really help your team because you only get half the extra value. Say you buy someone at 10 million and they're 5% picked. Then they go up to 15% pick. That value is going to go up each week. It's going to keep rising. Okay. Then when you sell him at, say, his value is 12 million, you only get half the difference. So you'll only get 1 million because to you, he'll be worth 11.
Right.
So if you keep that one player the whole season, say you did it with like, say he's got like Vardy, Mahrez
is a good.
Yeah. And then say another couple of players and they've all gone up by 1.5 million each or maybe even two. You're only getting half of that. So you're only getting 750,000. So between all of them, it's only 3 million. If you want to go mental and really do the value of your team and play it that way, which I don't really know about, I'm not really sure if that's the strategy or not, is what you'd do is you'd try and pick the players that have got a slightly lower percentage picked, but that you think are going to be the next bandwagon. So you get on it, but then you have to jump off a couple of weeks later. So you get the player, wait for people to come in, and then sell them. So it's like, like you were saying, stocks and shares.
Right, I'm with you.
But you only make,
like that, yeah.
But you only make a little bit on each one.
Okay.
So what some people do is, right at the start of the season, they're not really looking at the players who they think is going to perform the best. They pick the players who they think are going to be brought the most, who are the most underpicked.
Really? Then, I never even thought about
that. Then when they get picked, they jump off them.
Yeah.
Like, so you could, what do you call it? Wildcard your team.
Yeah.
So I quite often wildcard my team early. Not to do this, but it does help your team value. Wildcard it early to another load of group of players whose value are going to go up. And as they get more picked, your team value shoots up. So then in the latter part of the season, you've suddenly got, if you end up about, you know, 107 million, it's obviously a lot easier to pick your team because now you can have whoever you want.
Yeah.
But I think it's slightly better just to the pick players that you think are going to do well. And don't focus too much on team value.
Whereas Tom,
like side.
Tom was just trying to get the word nipples into one of his team names.
That really was all I was working on last season. That was like a lesson. That was like you schooled me. That was fantastic.
You've charmed me.
And you've charmed me. I never really thought about it like that. That could be a good tactic to use in a secret team. Have a team that's just made on trying to make profit.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. There we go. Bang.
Profit on that.
I might do that. Very well done.
That was good, though.
Thoroughly,
wasn't it?
Bloody thoroughly explained there.
Good question.
Well, the FPL wizard.
We've lost loads of existing listeners for being too useful this episode.
Yes, they've gone. Oh, we want some more knob gags, and we want Tom to sing some doo-wop again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the third lot of questions are from Reddit. Now, I didn't know what Reddit was until
amazing.
A few hours ago. But we do have a jingle for it. Reddit or not, here I come. You can hide. Knocking your mum. I don't know what
I'm saying.
I wondered how far the song you were going to go.
Yeah, I didn't know it after the main bit.
But yes, Ash has been on Reddit apparently, getting some questions from there as well. Who knew?
Yeah, the big boys in the Reddit league.
Yeah, is that big?
Yeah. So I went and asked them if they had any questions. So this guy, whose name I can't read out. Can you read out?
Antonio Holick, FPL?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Who's likely to get more points, a 6.5 million striker or a 6.5 million midfielder, i.e. Long or Deulofeu?
Oh.
I think midfielder.
Dear.
Well, who do you trust more? There you go. That's out there to the Reddit community. Who do you trust more, Ash or Tom?
Who do you like, mum or dad?
Yeah, I suppose the thing it comes down to, say in this, well, it's quite a difficult one to pick from because, like we were saying, Long's played well at the end of last season. Deulofeu has just been brought in.
Mm.
It's hard to pick. I guess the thing is, you end up having, the way I normally do my team is like, some people have, play three strikers, I pick three good strikers, and then I have like four people in midfield, and then someone really shit as their fifth.
Yeah.
And then the fourth person they probably don't play. Whereas I try to have like a sort of semi-shit third striker and fifth midfielder, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And rotate between the two of them. So say maybe two 6.5 guys.
A lot of options at 6.5, yeah.
I would go, I think, midfielder.
Yeah, you might be right.
I don't know, though.
You probably get a better quality midfielder, potentially.
Yeah, that's the difference, isn't it? 6.5, you might get someone in and out of a team in up front, but in midfield, you can get a 6.5 midfielder who will be playing.
But it's circumstantial, though. I mean, if Carroll's hitting form, 6.5, that's, you know...
I guess there are a lot of 6.5 million strikers. Like, Callum Wilson, a 6.5 million striker, is a guy who's going to play all the time.
Yeah, no, I will take it back. I think midfielders have got better potential, but you're not going to get a decent 6.5 apart from Deulofeu as a midfielder.
You could find the next Mahrez at 6.5 midfield, yeah.
Yeah, but there's a shit ton of good strikers, 6.5. The Gray, well, with loads of them, isn't there? So striker.
Midfielders that fall into that category, though, in the six and above, is Nathan Redmond, Bojan, Shaqiri.
Noble's about 6.5.
Noble's 6.5. He scored 133 points last year. A lot of you know, he's very reliable from the penalty spot, isn't he?
Mm.
But yeah, it's a good question. I guess when you think last year's 6.5, values have changed, but last year Ighalo came in at that price as well.
Mm.
So yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe a striker.
Good shout.
Good work, Reddit.
Yeah, another one. R asterisk says, so if you to, I don't know what it's called, to summarise this question.
Yeah. I was about to say, it would have been quicker just to read it, but you're going to summarise it. Go for it.
Do you have two like pretty good goalkeepers and try and rotate them?
Yeah.
So like Gomez and Boric. Question. Or do you just go with one like Cech and just stick with him the whole season?
I always did Cech and then the cheapest possible goalkeeper. But then I realised after my wildcard last season it was better because you could get... It, and it was Gomez, and I think it was Boric as well, and because they were both quite cheap, but they were both in form. So yeah, that's kind of what I've done this season. I actually think that's better.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to do much mass of it. It's guaranteed. It's better to pick two decent ones and guess it right. Yeah. But it involves guessing it right, which is near impossible to do every single time.
Yeah.
So it's no different. It's like saying, do you pick, you know, the most expensive defender or two slightly less expensive ones and just guess it right? But it's, you're giving it, you're making the assumption that you'll get it right every time.
And there's not a lot of massive price difference between keepers, really. I've got like Schmeichel and Cech, I think I've started with, and it's not massive. There's like 5.5 mil really between a keeper that is going to play and, you know, is going to do well, and one that is a bit iffy. So
yeah, that's right. I normally pick a decent goalkeeper because like you say, they're so close anyway, and then your second, like, you could get Cech for 5.5 and then your buddy Robles is 5, and then who, there isn't that many people that are that much cheaper. Oh, Speroni, I suppose, at Palace,
he's not playing 4.5. a game though. I always just make sure I've got, I always make sure my sub keeper, no matter who he is a guy who plays games. So yeah. If you get an injury and you don't want to waste a sub on it, it's like, okay, it's not great, but I'm going to have so-and-so in this week. I'm going to have, you know, he always used to be John Ruddy or some of that. He's going to play for Norwich. You get bonus points for saves. I guarantee you a lot of people probably have Victor Valdez as that guy this year in case he starts, if he gets actually plays for Middlesbrough.
So
I imagine there'll be a lot of that kicking about.
He'd be quite a good one as well, because he's like one of those players who might pick up value, unless he's 1,000,000% picked already.
He actually is 1,000,000% picked. We just checked the
he's
a million.
First 1,000,000%
he's the first.
So he'd represent quite bad value because he'd go down.
He's the first guy in the history of the game to be 1,000,000% picked. It's weird. It is weird.
So last question.
Last one.
I think.
Yeah.
Oh no. Oh yeah. Okay. Nico asked, what's your top pick for 9.5 million midfielder and 6.5 striker? We've done strikers.
So
9.5 midfielder, there is a lot. It's kind of like the 6.5 mil striker because there's a lot at the same price.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's a no-brainer. 9.5,
Ozil.
If he's still there, I'm Dimitri Payet's going in my team.
Mahrez.
Oh, really?
Mahrez. Is it one of them y'all forgotten moments that we've been having?
Maybe, but I mean, I just think Payet is genuinely one of the best players to watch I've seen in a long time. Pretty, I think he's great.
Would you go for him over Ozil?
I would, yeah.
Ozil, Mahrez, Martial, Payet, Mane.
So there's only five of them that are that price. Yeah. Payet, Mkhitaryan, Martial, Mahrez, and Ozil. And
it's tough.
I'm not sure. I think Leicester and West Ham are going to be shit this year.
Dude, do you think West Ham are going to struggle?
I think they're both. I think West Ham in the new stadium, I'm not sure about.
I did wonder if Payet was maybe slightly overpriced this season.
Yeah,
he's shot up a lot.
What about any other options slightly cheaper? Obviously, he doesn't have to be a 9.5 midfielder. Like, do you think Wijnaldum, Wijamin at Liverpool at 8 million? Or do you think Sigurdsson is such a safe pair of hands when it comes to FPL? He's so consistently good. That 2 million. Like, are you really getting much value for your extra 2 million when you consider... I mean, I'm talking myself. Payet 171, and I chose him. And Sigurdsson got 158 for 2 million less.
I can't see him. How much is the guy in Man City just signed? Sané.
He's not in the game yet, but he's obviously just come in.
Yeah,
he scored 8 goals last year in the Bundesliga for Schalke. He obviously creates a lot. He's going to be a creative player. So, I mean, I don't know whether, again, that's another replacement they're looking in the future. And also, I know it's the only time I think to bring it, but I have a suspicion that maybe Lamella's going to be a much bigger player for Spurs this year than he has been.
Oh, my God. How? I disagree.
Do you?
He's just like perpetual. Well, you might be right. He's just perpetually awful, isn't he?
I don't know.
When is he ever going to get it going?
He was 123 points last year for 7 million. So,
was he?
Yeah. I mean, granted, that's only 3 less than Mikel Antonio, who only played how much of the season.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
The problem with Lamella is you never know whether he's going to play or not. Every time I have to see them, he seems to be sat on the bench doing nothing.
Well, is Antonio going to play some games at right back in the absence of Cresswell?
He's going to have to. So he's playing right back, and then I don't know who, but Santon would be left back, I suppose.
So now Antonio's just gone from being probably one of the most pickable midfielders to the least pickable because he's playing in the defence.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's such a shame because he's such a good
player.
If
he was classed as a defender, he'd be well good.
Yeah, but for assists and stuff, but a midfielder playing in defence is the worst.
Opposite of Dyer, really, isn't it? Ties it all up.
It's the worst. And that is a podcast.
That is a stat-heavy podcast, lads. We were stat to the brim. If you enjoyed the fact that we were very stat-heavy, then it will be like that every single week. If you only listen for knob gags, then we won't be doing stats anymore. Don't worry, just listen next time. We'll just be talking about dicks and shit.
If it was too informational, just download last week's podcast and just keep switching between them, because that was complete
nonsense. When it gets a little bit too heavy.
Just at the start of the show.
It was very stat-based.
And then write that in an iTunes review and win yourself some Badger Ales.
And join the bloody league on the pin 4945-2085.
Thegaffertapes.com/pin.
Correct.
That was pretty good. That was all pretty. And follow us on Twitter @thegaffertapes.
Yeah, and you can email us all individually.
Don't
just our first name @ thegaffertapes.com.
So many
We've
different
all got
things.
Our own special emails now.
We got a lot of toys lately and we're playing with them all at the same time. But that's pretty much it. Obviously, it's a bit of a long podcast there. We had so many questions. So many of you have been in touch in the last week or so.
Thank you.
We wanted to try and get through all of it.
We didn't even read half the tweets out as well.
And if you think of a new social media platform, maybe we'll read your MySpace questions. I don't know. Bebo. Get us on Bebo and we'll come up with a jingle for that.
You can talk to Craig on social media @
at Craig Hazel. I'll be talking about Love Island and shit and Sled Big Brother.
You can catch up with Tom's shenanigans at
the underscore Tom underscore Holmes.
You can read my Twitter history.
Yeah, of when you used to use Twitter.
Yeah, at Ash Cansworth. I think I did tweet some tweets this week.
You did, actually.
Some pretty strong stuff. I think I had a really...
pretty strong stuff.
I did a tweet and it got a retweet.
Did it?
I said...
Is it from the Gaffer Tapes account? Did you do it yourself?
No, I did it from my account and it got a retweet. I said I was going Pokemon hunting in Finsbury Park. I just caught an Urzel and I was hoping to evolve Sunogo into a Striker.
Oh, very good.
There we go. Some top happenings.
Maybe we'll make a feature of that. Ash is one tweet per week.
Ash,
and see
Ash
how that
is one
goes.
Tweet of the week.
Yeah. I'm going to aim for two retweets this year.
But please do tweet us, though, your tweets, your teams, any questions, and we'll answer them on Twitter. Or if they're very good, we'll answer them on the podcast. But most important thing is join the league on all those links we just gave
and
you.
And your secret second team.
Think of a
secret
funny name.
Secret second team in there.
Secret second team.
Secret sausage. I'm going to plug that shit.
Think of a funny name and get yourself some free Badger Rails. And we'll be tweeting lots from all the prizes we're giving away as well to get you involved. But that's about it, isn't it?
That's it, boys. Yeah.
It was a long one, but it was a good one.
Smashed it.
But yeah, we'll be back again to talk about the season more and more. And obviously, once season's underway, that's us. But you can still join the league. Tell all your friends. Get involved. But for now, that's all we got time for. So it's goodbye from all of us.
Farewell.
You saying goodbye?
Cheers.
Goodbye.
Cheerio.
So thanks very much. And goodbye.
I worked with a builder once.
One, two, three. What?
I worked with this builder and he said that you can change the lyrics to any song to Do Me Up The Bum. And he used to spend all day, every day, singing that to every single song that came on the...
That would drive you mental.
Yeah, he was a nutcase.
What, give me an example.
He was a nutcase. Name a song.
Billie Jean.
Billie Jean. Do me up the bum. Do me up the bum.
Yeah, that applies to any sentence ever.
Fuck? Exactly. I'm just making a statement.
But if you get that stuck in your head, then that'll drive you... Okay. Uptown Girl.
Do me up the bum. Do me up the bum.
I don't know if you know Uptown Girl.
I think I do. Isn't it?